This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Now, the ALP State Conference in Western Australia is coming up this Saturday, and one of the items is due to be debated and voted on. And if successful, WA will join Tasmania, Queensland and South Australia in adopting policies in support of equal marriage. Julia Gillard would then be outnumbered by state and territory Labor leaders who believe that marriage is, as the phrase goes, about love and not gender. The Shadow Minister for Culture and Arts over in WA is John Hyde, and he joins us on the line now. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Doug.
So, are you the one pushing this motion forward?
Well, I'm one of the people in WA, and I guess even though I was the first directly elected gay MP in Australia and over here as well, it is an issue for us in the Labor Party and the broader community about equality. It's not just an issue about marriage.
And do you think you're going to get the motion through your state party conference? You sound pretty confident.
Well, the general community seems to have really taken on that this is an issue about equality now, and we seem to have gone away from, discussing the minutiae about marriage and what marriage means into an understanding that, if the federal government is involved in making laws, then they should be applying equally to all citizens. So if individual churches still want to have special applications for marriage, be it a Mormon church that says you can marry more than one, or other churches that say that they only want to have marriage between a man and a woman, then that's fine. But where you have the government involved in licensing a marriage, then it should be able to apply to all. And the Labor Party is a very diverse group of people. We've got delegates coming from all over our vast state, and I think they'll end up reflecting what the majority view in WA is, and that is that there shouldn't be discrimination in marriage.
Now, you and I spoke briefly yesterday, and you said in addition to this, you're also going to be bringing on, you're working on a state civil unions bill.
Yes, so most people appreciate marriage is only changed at a federal level. Mm-hmm. However, at a state level, there is the ability within the different states to progress civil union legislation, which goes some of the way to marking in a ceremonial way the validity of gay unions. So in WA, we've certainly been working very closely and along with the Greens to try and progress that issue. Now, we've listened to local community advocates, and they believe that the National Party over here may also join in. Now, as a hardened political operative, I'm not that confident, but we did have the Nationals over here aren't in coalition with the Liberals. They're kind of in a loose arrangement. And the leader of the Nationals, his maiden speech, talked about equality on same-sex issues.
Yes, I remember.
A number of Nationals who've supported us in gay and lesbian reforms when they went through the Parliament in 2002. So, ideally, if the Nationals were able to introduce this legislation, then the Nationals, the Greens and Labor would override the Liberals in both houses of Parliament. But, we've kind of been quietly waiting for 6 months, so if this doesn't happen, I think, Labor and the Greens perhaps need to take the initiative.
I can see there'd be an awful lot of arm twisting going on behind the scenes to try and get that one through.
Well, there would, and the reality is, I think, gay and lesbian activists are a lot smarter these days. I mean, anybody can protest, but there's not much use in protesting for 20 years and losing the argument. If you've actually got a chance by working with the Conservatives to get a good outcome for the community, then, you know, we all need to swallow our pride, take a back seat and see if that'll work. But if it doesn't, then we go back to using the tried and tested methods.
Yeah, I think this is potentially an issue that does cut across party lines. It's become a very polarised issue, but I don't think it necessarily needs to be one. There are lots of good liberal arguments, good conservative arguments for expanding marriage to include same-sex couples.
Definitely, and I've found, having been involved when State Labor introduced our gay and lesbian reforms in 2002, which led the nation, and we're still one of the few places that introduced gay and lesbian adoptions as a state policy. And despite all the rhetoric from opposers, the sky hasn't fallen in, and the
tends not to. It's remarkable, that, isn't it?
Yeah, well, and because we've actually gone to a system that says what's best for the child is paramount.
Yes.
And if the best adoptive parents happen to be gay, lesbian, or happen to be a single mum, then that's fine. It's what's best for the child. And so we've had some very successful gay adoptions here in WA.
And that's worked out very well over there. And I have heard the story that the Nationals are, you know, sympathetic in the past. I believe they passed a vaguely sympathetic motion in their national conference in their state conference.
Yeah, their state conference certainly did. So we're looking to see that the 6 members of Parliament for the Nationals, that they actually turn that into action. And I'm not as confident as I was originally, but I think we'll give it a little bit more time. If that doesn't happen, then later this year I do want to be introducing what I think will be perhaps the best civil union legislation. As we do have an ability at a state level to recognise marriages, births and deaths from other jurisdictions.
Mm-hmm.
So within that, we may actually be able to recognise marriages from Holland and the other 10 countries as full marriages. So that is a way of achieving some recognition at a state level.
Christina, you wanted to come in. Christina Antoniadis here wants to come in on the conversation.
John, I know that with the Family Law Act, we saw the amendments being passed state by state on a state level in relation to surrogacy and artificial insemination and lesbian parenting. And then eventually the federal, you know, the Family Law Act, which is a federal piece of legislation, caught up and enacted all of that into the one piece of legislation. Do you think that equal marriage within the gay community, it could go that way, where we see a state-by-state adoption of gay marriage, and then ultimately, at federal level, they'll be forced to sort of review that?
I think in reality that's where we're going. In many ways, we're lucky that the federal Labor Party conference isn't until December. So we've had the Queensland State Conference, we'll now have our state conference, and I think that will be sending the message to a lot of federal MPs and the federal party that in the local communities, A, this is good policy, B, it has majority support, and C, it doesn't mean you're going to lose votes by doing the right thing. So I know a lot of people do criticise Julia Gillard for her public comments on this, but she has said to her federal Labor MPs, go out and consult with your communities. And we have over here the federal member for Fremantle, Melissa Park. She's been very vocal in saying, look, my community wants gay marriage to be recognised. So we're hoping that we're going to be able to give the Prime Minister and the federal party a lot of evidence that it will be good policy, and it's always a lot easier to have at a federal level a policy rather than making all the individual states go down that path.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that. Before we say goodbye to you, one last question. There's a lot of rumour floating about that at the National Conference, the Labour Party will put up what's been described as a weak compromise on civil unions as an attempt to head off the whole notion of a gay marriage. Do you think that's very likely?
Look, in any conference of anybody, compromises what happens in the end. I mean, Labor already has a federal policy that says, rather than enacting marriage equality, that all the states will progress civil unions. So that's already mm-hmm. policy. So I guess if that's the policy after December, that means that we haven't taken any steps forward. So I don't think the status quo is acceptable, and certainly you've got great people like Lara Giddings, the Premier in Tassie, Queensland Premier, and our own leader over here, Eric Ripper, saying that we need marriage equality.
Okay, well, good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
And thank you for your time this afternoon.
Great. Always happy to be on Joy FM.
We're always happy to have you. That was John Hyde there. He's the out-gay Shadow Minister for Culture, the Arts, Heritage, Multicultural Interests and Citizenship. And big portfolio there over in WA. And this is Doug Pollard.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.